Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie.
Hey, it's Lizzo.
Joins Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie.
Let's go!
Oh my gosh, there she is.
That is the magnificent Lizzo. We are so happy to be speaking to you. Hi, how are you?
Why are you not talking like this is like a nature show?
There she is in her natural habitat. And what were you doing just then? When we first came on, we saw you on the screen. You were doing kind of like, is that like a massage or a lymphatic drain?
It is. I have TMJ, and so this jaw locks up. I was just kind of checking on her.
Yeah, right. Does that happen while you're performing sometimes, Lizzo? Does the jaw lock up?
Oh, God forbid. It's never happened. Knock on wood, because, like, this bitch be click clacking.
Do you know, Lizzo?
This bitch called Louboutin, bitch.
I love that. You know, last time we met, we brought in a flute for you to perform on. I think we're in a hotel room.
We've got
a recorder. And it still sits proudly in our office with your lipstick on it. No one's allowed to touch it. It's like a shrine. We love it.
Did I do good?
Oh, yeah. You're amazing.
Nice.
You're amazing. We were talking about natural habitat before, but your natural habitat is in Australia. I'm sorry to tell you that, but your biggest fans are here in Australia. You are coming back. Splendor in the Grass. You're playing at Kudos Bank Arena here in Sydney. We are so excited. I mean, you were here in 2020. Usually takes a few years before we get big artists back, but Lizzo, you love this country, don't you?
I do. I absolutely love Australia. I can't wait to be back. Like, I had so much fun last time. It's going to be even better this time, baby. Yeah. She's playing arenas, honey. I did play Opera House last time, though, and that was like a dream come true. So let's see what new dreams I can make come true in Australia.
Yeah, I did ask my daughter this morning quickly before I left the house. I was saying, we're going to have Lizzo on the phone. Do you have any questions for her? She's 8.5, by the way. She had two questions. She said, first one was a joke. Can she get some free tickets?
Okay.
And the second one was, would you move? Would you move to Australia?
Would I move?
I guess you can't. You can't spend extended time. But how long have you been here, and what else would you like to do?
I can't go. There's a lot of sharks, so we can't really go to the beach like that. Right? Like, where are we going to hang out? I don't know. I think I would spend a little bit of time in Australia. Like, I like that part of the world, you know, to, like, hop over to New Zealand and go to Asia. Like, I've never been there before. So, definitely, I would spend some time in Australia. Well, you know, kick it on the other side of the hemisphere.
Love it.
Work.
Love it.
How it
on the other side of the hemisphere with a Hemsworth. You know what I'm saying?
We can organize that for you. How many do you want? All three of them?
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Congratulations on Record of the Year at the Grammys for About Damn Time. That is a huge achievement for you. And you're sitting at a table with Beyonce, like one of your idols. You had Adele there as well. Must have been a very surreal night for you, Lizzo.
Yeah, it was. I really took it in. Like, I was very present and, like, just had a ball. I think that's all you can do. Because I was like, this is the most goated year to be nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to win anything. So let me just sit and enjoy the relationships and the time that I have and get drunk. And I did.
When you sit down with Adele, I know that you have expressed that you would love to do a collaboration with her get the flute out. Do you, when you sit next to Adele, do you press that issue a little bit more? Have you had more of a conversation since?
No, I don't. We don't talk about collabs. I think it's just like there's so much more fun things to be talking about than work.
Exactly. I mean,
Adele is like shit. Okay, it'd be fun. Like we sit with our little tea and we just sit.
I love that. Can you tell us, because, you know, we've been a bit spoilt here in Sydney and Australia. We've had Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles was here not long ago. Can you give anything away about what your show will look like, your arena spectacular?
It's going to be amazing because I've been doing the special show for like half a year now.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it even better. So like, I'm just bringing all the big girls, all the diamonds and glitter, all the music and all the tears, the laughter, the rum shaking, yeah. like the rum. Rump, which I'll say rum.
Did you, I think rum. You said rum. Yeah, because Bacardi's all round.
Yeah, your show is so energetic.
You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to dance, you're going to repeat.
When you're talking about the diamonds and the costumes, how many, firstly, do you know how many people in the entourage and how many costumes do you have? Like, how many suitcases are you packing to travel for all those changes? Because they're pretty incredible.
My personal suitcases shocked me this time.
How many?
I mean, excuse me if I sound privileged, but I'm not really packing or loading up anything. So I don't even see my luggage really anymore. Thank God. But when I got home, they were taking my luggage out of the car. And when I say it looked like a Remora store, it was an Amazon Prime wish list in my garage. Like, the suitcases went from the front of my garage all the way out the door.
Amazing.
And I was like, there's no way. This has got to be for the Queen of Sheba. But turns out I am the Queen of Sheba.
Wow. And do you come home with more suitcases, though? Because I know when you're on the road, obviously, you travel with a lot. You are very busy. Do you shop? Like, are you taking home a lot?
I do shop. And you know what? Another thing, I get a lot of gifts. The venues give me like big gifts. Like, I'll get a giant hockey stick and I'm like, okay, I gotta pack this up. So yeah, I do come back with more.
And where is all that?
Where is it?
Yeah, no, where do you keep it? Like, I know I might get the odd show bag into the office and I palm it off to the family. Like, where does all that stuff go?
I have, like, a storage, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I like to give a lot of things away. I give a lot away.
Yeah, yeah, you got to. You have to, wouldn't you?
We're pumped. It's going to be a massive 2023 for you as well. You're headlining Glastonbury as well, which is massive. I mean, I don't know if you can give anything, but I saw you with Harry. You came out as a special guest with Harry at Coachella. Special guest. I know that. Is it true that Missy Elliott just performed with you up on stage in Europe somewhere as well, Lizzo?
Yes, it was in Los Angeles. Missy hopped on stage.
Wow.
Yeah. Gosh, you just reminded me that maybe I should get some special guests.
The boys are free.
Yeah, we'll help
they
you
can bring
out.
The flute.
We'll do it.
We are so excited to have you back down under. You are coming on 23rd of July. You're performing at Sydney's Curtis Bank Arena. You're also at Splendour in the Grass. But you can go and get tickets next Tuesday. Go to livenation.com.au to register. That will sell out very quickly. You are a superstar, Lizzo. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lizzo.
See you then. See you in July.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie. Nova.